news or outdoor pursuits. And I hope you enjoy. Bye.
But it's always time to go exploring. Welcome to Outdoor Pursuits with yours truly, Jade Quinn McDonald. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are humbled today to be speaking from Musqueam unceded ancestral traditional territories here on UBC campus. Today joining us, we have Cole Garraway. Welcome.
I'm stoked to do this. I'm in forestry. I'm in the BEST program, and I'm in my fourth year. And yeah, I have another term to go.
All right. And you ride for the UBC cycle team.
I do, yeah. Okay. I grew up racing bikes. So yeah, I've done it like basically my whole life.
Did you grow up racing road bikes?
No. So I grew up racing. I started with racing like XC mountain bikes, and then I raced cyclocross. And I did that from like when I was 10 years old onwards. And I only really started racing. Actually, I only raced on the road when I came up here. And that's just because I think it's so much harder to get out to the North Shore than it is where I was back home. I could go ride mountain bikes way easier. So it's just kind of how it worked out here.
Product of the environment.
Definitely.
So, like, road biking, you're next to cars a lot of the time. What age do you feel like people actually start getting into road biking?
People run it pretty young. Like, yeah, I mean, when I was, what, 7 or 10? I think I started when I was, like, I started just riding on a team when I was like 8 years old. And I mean, we were riding on the road then. It's not the safest thing, knock on wood. I've never had any incidents with cars or anything, but yeah, I mean, there's a risk, but I think it's relatively safe if you mm-hmm. do it the right way.
Yeah.
You're not riding in that like horrible location, especially when you're younger. We're never on busy roads. So
yeah, that's good. So UBC cycling team, Is it a club? Is it a team? Is it a varsity sport? What's the deal?
Yeah, so we're a part of the Thunderbird Sports Clubs,
okay.
Which means that we're affiliated with UBC, and for certain events, UBC gives us some amount of funding. However, we're a student-run club. We seek out our own sponsorships, our own funding for the most part, and yeah, we're organized. We organize ourselves, basically. So, yeah. And I've been a part of that since I was in first year, actually, which is kind of cool.
So, okay.
And there's, like, 3 of us that have made it since first year till now.
So. Wow. And that's as executive members?
Or I know, just part of the club? I've only been an exec this year.
Okay.
Yeah. But the club lead, both club leads were on it since first year.
Well. Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay. What role do you play on exec?
I'm a travel and safety. So, I, in theory, I'm supposed to keep people... keep the rides relatively organized, and then I have to like plan when we go to races. I help people organize rides, like drives to the races, mm-hmm. Like organize cars, and then when we travel, I organize the hotels and insurance with the school and individuals as well. So
okay,
yeah, it's a lot more administrative than safety. That's for sure. But
right.
It's a lot more work than I was expecting as well right now as yeah. we're racing. Because we're racing like basically every weekend right now.
Whew.
We have people racing basically every weekend right now. So yeah, we're constantly,
holy.
We're going.
Okay, so as a sports club, do you guys have any kind of outside support like as for coaches or anything like that?
Yeah, so we have a coach. He's pretty prominent in the Vancouver cycling scene. He's his name's Brendan. And he, yeah, so I mean, he coaches several athletes on our team, and he also runs his own like coaching program and coaches
okay.
people just kind of in the greater Vancouver area as well.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and he used to race, and now he's just actually he's starting his own team right now.
Okay,
yeah.
and he's been affiliated with you guys since you joined the team?
No, he came on last year, so he's been the coach of our team for the past 2 years, and before it was someone else.
Okay,
yeah.
How's that been so far?
He's awesome. He's our coach, but he's kind of just a friend,
nice.
You know, like, I don't think he's not super serious about it. I think that's the cool thing about our cycling team, actually, is like, there's a lot of people that from like a wide range of abilities on our team. Of course, everyone does race, but, like there's a whole bunch of, like, we're introducing a lot of people to bike racing and to road bike racing and, kind of just the whole culture around it. And I think I really enjoyed that part of being a part of this team is kind of, yeah, bringing new people into it and they're stoked on it.
Yeah. I was just reading their website and I saw that there aren't really any skill requirements prior to joining the team. It's just kind of like gear
yeah.
and a UCI license.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So to race, you just have to buy a license.
Okay.
And basically then there's different categories you can race. You kind of just got to rise your way through them. The UCI categories are 17, 18, mm-hmm. and then U23, so 19, 20, 21, mm-hmm. 22. And then after that, you're just an elite. And so if you're going to race, like if you're only racing in BC, you just need like a cycling BC license. Okay. It's just kind of the governing body. And UCI, I couldn't tell you exactly what it stands for, but it's like the global mm-hmm. governing body of cycling.
Okay.
So like, yeah, they'll put on like world champions or stuff. That's their event. And so the license is just to race
right
abroad.
Yeah. So that's even if you're wanting to race in the States and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
So because I'm from the US originally and I grew up racing in the US, my license, I have a UCI, like USA Cycling International license. So it's the combination, but like the people on our team that are only racing in BC just have a cycling BC license.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So the license is kind of whatever, but yeah, we have like 70, 80 people try out for a team every year.
Holy crap.
Only have like, this year it's the biggest it's ever been at 30 people.
Right.
Which is, well, for my role, it's becoming a bit of a logistical nightmare getting people rides, but yeah, so we're 30 people right now. Yeah. So.
All right.
The big team is pretty cool.
And is it competitive to like find spots to go to these races, or is it more people their availability?
So yeah, anyone can sign up for any bike race,
okay.
which is the cool thing about bike racing. I would say it's a pretty inclusive thing. It does seem pretty like scary, I guess. I guess the biggest barrier is just getting the equipment, right? But once you're in, yeah, anyone can sign up for a bike race, and there's always people racing no matter the weather. So yeah, it's kind of awesome. I really like it.
Yeah. So I was thinking the other day, it's rainy a lot here, and racing in the rain doesn't seem like very much fun. Can bikes hydroplane? Is that, like, huh. I was just thinking about that the other day.
It is definitely slippery.
Okay.
Like, it's, the roads especially, like, it's way worse than riding, like, wet trails because, like, right when it's dry and then it rains, like, all the road oils kind of,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
come up. And, like, especially if you hit, like, the paint, yeah, it's definitely slick. And you're going fast as well. So yeah, in the rain, I don't know. You wear the right clothes. It's not horribly cold.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's not fun. It's not that fun. Yeah.
Okay.
It is. I don't know. But sometimes it is kind of awesome.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So you say riding trails in the wet is not as bad. Is that like cyclocross kind of?
Or mountain bikes. Or
mountain
whatever,
biking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does the team do cyclocross races too?
A few of us do.
Okay.
Like this past year and the year before, like this past year, really, I've done like I did a full cross season, which was pretty cool for the first time since high school.
So no road races at all?
No, or so is the road, need, so yeah, so road. Cross, cyclocross goes from like late August till
okay.
December,
yeah.
Locally, or kind of in North America. And then the road kind of starts up. Road racing starts in, I don't know, February,
mm-hmm.
late February, early March, and it runs kind of all through the summer. Yeah, as well as like cross country or all mountain bike racing kind of follows that. This mountain bikes and road bikes kind of overlap.
Okay.
So cyclocross is kind of like the bad part of the fall and winter, and that's right. The kind of whole thing about it is it's just horrible, muddy, wet, and you kind of go for it.
So I know a little bit about XC racing. I know a little bit about road racing, but I don't really know what cyclocross entails. What makes it distinct from other disciplines?
Sure. It's the bikes are basically road bikes. They're very similar, with a little bit wider tires that are a bit knobby, and you just ride around in a muddy field, basically.
Okay.
And there's like, sometimes you can't ride up a hill, so you have to run or hop over. Like if there's stairs and they decide to put stairs in, you have to run up the stairs.
Okay.
Kind of just whatever's there, they make you go around. Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
It's kind of like a steeplechase.
Right.
If you will,
okay.
On bikes.
Very fun.
Yeah.
So you recently participated in Storm the Wall.
Yeah.
Kind of a fun race. Was it a little bit less pressure for you on yourself, or are you still like every competition is it like gotta win this one?
Storm the Wall was very important.
Yeah.
We won it in first year and
yeah.
Well, we lost it. We've lost it every year since first year. But at least we have one shirt, right? No, I don't know. I don't know if bike racing feels as serious at all for me anymore.
Okay.
Like I think I do it now just because I really like bike racing. So, and bike, I don't know. It's, yeah, pressure, I guess. Like I do like have some level of expectation for myself and how I perform. And that more comes from the time and effort I think I put into it. But yeah, there's no, I don't even think when I go and race, I feel like the pressure to like, I need to win, or, you know, I need to do well. I think it's, yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Because you've been doing it for so many years. Have you felt like a lull at any point where you didn't know if you were going to continue?
I didn't really ride that much in first year at all. Okay. Like especially first year and then second year as well. I didn't ride a ton. Like after high school, like I kind of like the summer after high school, I rode a bunch and then I came here. And like I was on the team, I did our Saturday group rides, like whatever. I raced a few times. I didn't really stick with it in first year. But then yeah, as I've gotten older, I kind of gotten back into it. And
nice.
I don't know, it's kind of like a lifeline for me, to be honest. Like at this point, like I've kind of started to realize that like it makes a lot of things easier and way better for me. So yeah.
Here we've got Rihanna's 2012 song, What Now? This is off the Unapologetic album. And Cole says that whenever he's riding alone, he's got tunes in. Genre depends on the mood, but Rihanna's up there. So this one's for you.
International conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
We Welcome back. This is Outdoor Pursuits on this fine Thursday morning. I hope you're enjoying our conversation so far. We jump back in talking about how Cole Garraway got into biking and how he made it to the UBC cycling team.
When you started biking, you started mountain biking, is that right?
Yeah.
Around Seattle kind of thing?
Yeah, so I grew up east of Seattle, yeah.
Okay, cool. What was the mountain biking culture like when you were growing up?
It was kind of awesome. So I started racing at the same time as a few other people my age. It was a great like junior kind of progression, and I was at the very end. I'm quite lucky actually. There was like a really strong junior team from kind of the greater Seattle area called Rad Racing. So when I started, there was lots of older people that were like you look up to them, right? And then I was basically the last generation that went through Rad Racing. Then now there's. So it was awesome. I still a lot of those people I'm still great friends with. I mean, some of them are racing professionally. I go to school. Other people, we're all doing our thing. But every once in a while I go for bike rides when I go home in the summer and stuff. And it's kind of awesome.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
So when did you switch from, was that a competitive development group?
Yeah, we were racing.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
When did you switch from mountain biking?
I never really switched. Okay. I just don't ride mountain bikes because it's hard to do
okay,
here.
Yeah.
I'd do it way more if it was more accessible. I think. I race on the road here because that's kind of the community that I'm also surrounded in. Versus at home, we were riding mountain bikes all the time.
Yeah.
So, I think it's kind of just circumstantial why I'm riding on the road right now compared to mountain bikes.
I was curious, training wise. Is there anything that you do for cyclocross that's detrimental to road biking technique or anything, or is it pretty complementary training?
I think it makes you better road biker for sure. Same with riding mountain bikes, and I think growing up racing off road and then racing on the road, I'm just a much better bike rider. I feel I'm quite comfortable, bike handling, which is big because it's more the fitness is my issue versus learning the other way and feeling comfortable in a group is kind of a scary thing to get used to, which I think comes from growing up riding off-road. It makes it way easier to kind of transition into that, and I do miss it. I really really enjoy cyclocross. Isn't something you ride for fun, you just kind of race it and slog it out. I do miss riding mountain bikes sometimes. I've been watching POV YouTube videos recently, actually.
Every night they go to sleep.
Literally, yeah.
Well, are you graduating this year?
I'm not, no.
You're not?
I got another term to go.
Are you thinking another year on the team as well?
Yeah, I will. I'm a travel and safety next year as well.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm
way
holding
to go.
My role, so, yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
How has the team changed since you've been on it? You said it's the biggest it's ever been this year.
Yeah.
Where is that growth coming from?
This year I've never been a part of it, but this year, because we do have to choose who's going to make it and not. And some people, it's unfortunately clear that it doesn't make sense to take them if they want to come and race. But we had so many people that were like, it's this person or this person, this person or this person, they should all make it. And so I think we just settled on, we're okay with 30. But yeah, when I was in first year, I think they did 25, and then second year was the most kind of race oriented team at its being. And so we were at 20 or 19 or 20 or something, and people were getting cut mid season. But the people that, the guy that ran it in second year, he now runs a local elite team, and he did the exact same thing. He went to them and immediately their team went from 8 to 6, and so he's on it. So
holy moly. So do team members have specializations
within road racing?
Mm-hmm.
However, I think at certain level it takes a while to get to the point where you can actually work in a team. I think everyone has to be at a certain level of kind of fitness, right? So kind of our people that are like kind of getting into racing, it's harder for them to kind of, it's more important that they figure out and kind of race, that they race just like for themselves, mm-hmm. right? And kind of figure out how a race goes. But yeah, like in like upper level racing, you can't really, like on the road especially, you can't really win without a team. Like, yeah, locally the level is pretty high, like significantly higher than home, I think. Hmm. So home being Seattle. So yeah. You can win without a team, but it's makes it a lot easier and more possible with the team for sure.
Right.
Because yeah, you have people working for you and like helping, and like helping you, kind of work through the bunch. And then the person that wins is not like in the front of the group or in mm-hmm. the wind as much as other people. So mm-hmm. yeah, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, that makes sense. So when you guys go out for these Saturday group rides, is it like seshing, like how are we gonna win the next race? How are we gonna like format the group? Who's gonna be the, I don't really know how that kind of stuff works.
Sure. So we split it up, but no. Like I think like it's more of a ride to kind of bring everyone together, right? Mm-hmm. Go for a ride and make sure people are, I mean, riding well and learning how to work in a group,
mm-hmm.
As well as just like, I think that's the big thing, is we're riding in a group, because there are a lot of people that are just getting into it, and it is a scary thing to be riding fast, like right next to people and kind of rotating around. And I mean, there is kind of an etiquette in the way that you ride in a group. And so, no, they're more like fun. They're not super hard. Yeah, and they're more just to kind of, for everyone to kind of hang out, and
right.
it's like a, I don't know, instead of team bonding or exercises, you just go for a bike ride.
Nice.
But yeah, I think that's the cool thing about bike riding, though, is like the community that comes from it is, I mean, you just spend so much time next to someone,
mm-hmm.
like,
huffing it out.
Yeah, literally. And yeah, I mean, the conversations that come from that, even like spending like hours in silence next to someone when you both are struggling is it's a pretty cool thing. Yeah
I bet. So how much are people expected to be riding on their own
from our team?
Mm-hmm. Every day?
No, so we don't really have an expectation.
Okay.
The only expectation is that people race 3 times a year, but yeah, I don't know,
it's just kind of up to you
for the most part. Yeah, so like our coach Brendan, he does give people a kind of a like a cookie cutter plan, and if mm-hmm. you want like a specific plan, you can. So yeah, several people are on like individual like training plans. But yeah, no, there's no expectation from the UBC cycling team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. How much do you ride on your own?
I'm doing like on the bike, in a good week, I'm doing like with school like 10 to 15 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Which, to be honest, that's 15 is kind of pushing it. Like, oh, that's on like a whatever. But like, ideally, I'd be doing like, 15 hours. But right now, I don't know. I haven't ridden my bike since Thursday. So, and it's Tuesday.
Okay.
So,
that's okay.
Yeah.
So do you, how much time do you spend on a stationary bike versus out on the roads? Is it like weather dependent?
Yeah, it's only weather dependent. Mm-hmm. I really don't like riding inside. Like, I go crazy. And I'd I don't know, you wear good clothes, and as I said, it's wet, it's okay, it's cold, it's okay, wet and cold is when it's, like,
mm-hmm.
bad, and then you ride inside, but, yeah, I don't know, I probably do, like, in the winter, I try and ride outside as much as I can,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, it is weather dependent, also kind of time dependent,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes it makes more sense to ride inside,
cause right.
an hour ride really takes, like, 2 hours with, like, you come home, you gotta change and get ready, get ready, and then you go ride an hour, and then you come home, you gotta
mm-hmm.
shower,
mm-hmm.
you're wet and cold, deal with your bike, so, I mean, it takes it's a lot of time.
This one's my choice for the topic at hand. Here is Bicycle Race 2011 Remastered by Queen.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like. You say black, I say white. You say bar, I say bite. You say shark, I say him. And George was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
say Royce, say God, give me a choice,
say Lord,
I say Christ, I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein or Superman.
Simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there!
Hi there! You're listening to CADR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you.
Welcome back to Outdoor Pursuits on CITR 101.9 FM on this fine Thursday morning. You're tuning back into my conversation with Cole Garraway, a travel and safety exec from the UBC Cycling Club. We do a little bit of tech talk and maintenance talk.
Do you do all your own bike maintenance?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay.
Somewhat. Sometimes I just don't do anything for a long time. But no. I'm learning,
nice.
That's for sure. But no, I don't do all my bike maintenance.
Are you a self-taught mechanic?
Yeah, on YouTube, yeah.
Nice.
For everything that I can do, yeah.
Nice.
But it's very limited.
That's okay.
And yeah, not best, but there's... ask Matthew Broder. He's not stoked on it.
So how many bikes do you have?
I have an XC mountain bike. Mm-hmm. I have a cyclocross bike, and I have a road bike that
mm-hmm.
and those three I ride a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot, sure. Mm-hmm. Those are my bikes, but then I have a few more. I have another mountain bike here. Yeah, so I have like four.
Nice.
I don't know. I have three bikes that I ride.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah.
So do other people ever come to you or other more senior members of the team asking
for advice on like what kind of gear they should get, what kind of maintenance they should be doing, that kind of thing?
No.
No?
Okay. And I think that we could do a better job about that for sure. In mentoring people, I think we could do a better job in, I think that'd be a good thing to do though. And just kind of, build that, because I think there is some part of cycling that is a bit like, I don't know, figured out, right? Yeah. Like your training, you got to do by yourself. You kind of, you spend a lot of time by yourself riding bikes and to race, especially. So yeah, I think that's also kind of the part of the cycling culture that's a bit strange, but,
yeah,
there's not a lot of other things that are fully
kind of a team sport, kind of an individual sport.
Yeah, I mean, racing is definitely a team sport, but I don't know. Like training, I mean, I spent a lot of time by myself, and I think that's why it's so good for me, or that's why I like it. I've learned to like it a lot. Is just it's a lot of time to sit and think about
all the world's problems.
Yeah. I mean, I like I kind of have my own, like, different world that I get in when I'm just riding for a long time by myself. So, yeah.
Is there like, a specific type of person that you feel like is attracted to road biking?
Even just bikes in general,
Bikes in general, yeah.
I would say so. I don't know if I can put my finger on road bikes. No. I don't know. Like, what do you think? I mean, you ride bikes as well.
Yeah, like, it is interesting. Because it, like, I've never really been road biking, but I'm more of an individual sport kind of person. Like, I like getting out there. I like being outside. So sometimes when I see road biking, I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Why? I don't want to ride next to cars. I don't want to ride on a road where, you know, you're going really fast. Some catastrophic things might happen. Obviously, catastrophic things can happen in any type of biking, but yeah, I guess like the appeal for me of biking more is like being in the woods, but the team aspect of road biking is really interesting to me because I've never kind of experienced that before.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, the team aspect is pretty cool. Like, I mean, you do get to know people pretty well, but I guess the draw for me personally in bike riding, I think, is just the way I think through, like, I think through things a lot when I ride my bike. Like, sometimes it's nice, I, like, completely, I don't know if dissociate's the right word, but, like, I legitimately am, like, in a different world, and that's also kind of I really enjoy it for that reason. Sometimes it's, like, it's just kind of separation from what I need to do, and it also, yeah, I mean, brings a bit more, like, calm and, a lot of organization as well into my life, because if, like, I know I have these assignments to do, I also know I'm racing this weekend, and I mean, to race I have to ride because I would like to perform at this race, and it's like, okay, I gotta figure these, like, organize my school and stuff. So yeah, I mean, I don't know why I like bike riding so
that's
much.
Okay.
But I think that at the core of it, it's just like, I don't know, a bit of like freedom and peace, to be totally honest with you. Yeah.
You're lucky to have found something that brings you that kind of peace.
For sure.
That's huge.
But I also think you're totally right. And like, I used to play tennis at quite a high level growing up, and I had to quit that I had to choose between the two, and I didn't love being stuck in a gym. I didn't really want to, I don't know, like, be in a bubble and then be in the gym and that's it. Like, it's the same smell, like, tennis balls and tennis court, you know? But yeah.
Gotta love the outdoor pursuits.
Yeah, like, seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously. I don't know. I can't get into running either. It's like, you don't go very far. It's not that. Like,
right.
I really like bike riding. You get to, like, see things way more intimately than if you're driving, and way more stuff than if you're running. Yeah. Like, it's good in between.
Do you have, like, a typical Vancouver circuit that you like to ride?
Vancouver, there's only two places you go. You can either go, like, North Shore, and in the winter you can't go North Shore, or Richmond, because you can go kind of around the very outside of Richmond.
Right. So is that like Iona?
Yeah.
Spit?
Kind of, yeah. You go out there, and then you can keep going past it and like go.
Is that like almost a delta?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Like, yeah, you cross over the bridge.
Yeah,
where the tunnel goes under.
Okay, yeah. And then to the North Shore, where are you riding?
like Marine Drive if you want to ride like out to like Horseshoe Bay, I guess.
Nice, yeah.
And that's actually a very beautiful ride.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what the road is if you run a ride towards like Seymour, but yeah, mm-hmm. there is a road that goes right. in, and then yeah.
So does that lead you to ride through downtown?
No.
Okay.
No, like if you cross like the Lionsgate Bridge. Like you can go like around Stanley yeah. Park, right? So then yeah, you avoid yeah, like downtown, totally. Like in front of like English Bay, and then yeah. you go around Stanley Park up and over.
So how do you feel Vancouver's doing on the stage of, you know, bike lanes and stuff like that?
On the stage of bike lanes, I mean they're putting new ones in everywhere. But Vancouver drivers, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I've had. Yeah, there's definitely been a lot of moments where it's like, oh my god, like, what are you doing? And crazy.
But no super close calls.
I've had many for super close
you
calls.
You have?
Yeah, many. But as I said, knock on wood, we're safe. So I haven't been on a ride where someone's gotten hit by a car either. So
okay, yeah, stay vigilant. Good. Holy.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so talking a little bit about the race season this year, I think I saw there's like a Tour de Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Bloom is like probably, so North American road racing is kind of dwindling.
Mm.
And so like the Tour de France, how it has like several stages, mm-hmm. and it's called a stage race. There used to be several, and now last year there was three, and now there's only two, and two big ones, Bloom and...
In the world or in North America?
No, North America. Okay. Yeah, yeah, no, there's Europe Lots is kind of where Europe. Bike yeah. racing yeah, yeah. takes place, like good high-level bike racing. It's where you have to go if you want to make it. Yeah, so Bloom is like the kind of big local... especially because it is basically local. I mean, it's in Eastern Washington, stage race. Yeah, and I think a few people of our team are going. No, I'm not going, unfortunately. I'm going on a trip with my family. So,
oh, that'll
yeah.
be fun.
Yeah.
Have you done it before?
I've actually never done it, no.
Okay. Have you done a stage race before?
Never, no.
Oh.
I've done, no, I've never.
Is that of interest to you?
Yeah, I'm kind of bummed I'm missing it this year because it's like a lot of big teams are going because like, they have to. There's mm-hmm. really no other races. There's a big stage risk right now called Redlands, which is in somewhere in California.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, yeah, I mean, that and Bloom are really it. And then there's the big thing in North America is Criterium. So that's like you do a whole bunch of short laps around, I don't know, a block basically.
Mm-hmm.
And you race for like an hour.
Oh. That doesn't sound very exciting. Or is it?
It is pretty exciting. It's just like, it's like kind of flat out the whole time. So
okay.
It's kind of, yeah, you're just going.
Just like little circuits. I kind of, I'm like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yeah. I see the appeal of pushing yourself to the.
It's like storm the wall, but like an hour and like 2 minute laps instead of 40 seconds or 20 seconds or whatever.
Right. Yeah. So we can kind of start wrapping it up here. I'm curious if you have any advice for people who might want to join the team in future.
Want to join our team?
Don't.
Do it. No, do it. Try out for our team. There's a lot of good people. It's a great environment.
When are tryouts?
Maybe early September, start of the school year time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know if they want to. It'll be on the team Instagram.
Check the Insta.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not the best person
UBC cycling. You're an exec, yeah. though.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's
it's
okay,
not my
it's
role.
Okay. Is there a specific role for recruiting?
I don't know. The club leads
managing.
Do that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just, yeah, no. I mean, I think, yeah, I help run the rides,
yeah.
but I don't help organize it.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. So I'd say do it. It's a good time.
Nice.
Bike riding is awesome.
Bike riding is awesome.
Yeah. And you can attest to that too, hey?
Yeah. I love it. So on their Instagram, these guys said they're going to bike 1 kilometer for every dollar donated on UBC Giving Day. And I'm curious if that's going to happen. In your opinion, I know you don't know that much about it.
Yes, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, you could argue that like, you know... doing your regular weekend rides.
Everything, yeah. We'll make it happen for sure.
Nice. And money from Giving Day goes to, like, races, equipment, and travel and stuff like that?
Yeah, it goes to travel. Mm-hmm. And I also think race fees. So, yeah, we cover two or three races, mm-hmm. For everyone on the team, in the spring.
Okay.
Which, yeah. So I would go towards like race fees and race entries for, everyone to get into bike racing.
Yay! Yeah. So consider donating next Giving Day.
Thanks, Jade.
Yeah. Do you have anything you want to say? Anyone you want to shout out? Thanks to your mom or dad or siblings.
Yeah, to all of them. Thanks for this chat.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
This is kind of cool.
Cool. We're recording this on Cole's birthday.
Yeah, we are.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
This is really more of a gift to me, but thank you.
It's great. It's too much for a